This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live, kicking off the third hour of what is for you the Friday episode of the show, as we are recording this on Thursday afternoon. And it's a hot one today, by the way. It is as hot today as I would say the first 2 days of the Porcupine Freedom Festival days of Forkfest last week.
It's like 85 right now. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty hot. And
I find myself eating my words, because when it was rainy, I was like, you know what? I would rather it be 90 degrees and sunny than rainy and miserable.
I wish you had a little rain back, huh?
Is there no such thing as like a happy balance between the two? Can we go back to being like 70 degrees?
We had that. We had a happy balance at one point. It has happened.
That's
here.
That's why I said, can we go back to that, right?
Yeah, yeah. You get a range
of... It is still freaking gorgeous,
yes,
though.
And it's a clear sky today, so I don't think we're going to see any rain.
I had a name
today
for
the
festival. For the festival. You guys had talked about it not being the flippening,
mm-hmm,
because, you know, of the... you know, Porkfest being after Porkfest now or whatever.
Yep.
And then you guys are talking about how it was raining, and I was like, Forkfest 2020, the moistening.
Well, it almost always rains up here. If you stay up here for a week, you're probably going to see some rain, and there's it's just the way it is up here. It's a beautiful place to be.
It was. It rained on and off my whole drive up here from Keene. But when I came around the final bend to the campground, it was sunny, and I saw a rainbow.
Oh, right.
And it was as if Rogers Campground was my pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Yeah, it was all very serendipitous.
That's beautiful.
You're too tall to be a leprechaun, man.
Oh, I guess.
What do you say to that one?
You know, you could spell it leprechaun, K-A-H-N, like the Star Trek character. Con!
Captain Leprechaun to
Captain
you.
Captain Leprechaun, yeah.
So is after me, Lucky Charms.
Well, if you're just tuning in right now, we're relaying some bad news about Anarcho Vegas and Crypto Vegas, although I would say not entirely unexpected news, given the news that we also reported earlier this show, which was that Freedom Fest in Vegas has been canceled due to government crackdowns, and that's what's happened to Anarcho Vegas and Crypto Vegas as well.
So people will find out about this cancellation from us the day before the event.
What do you mean?
Because this is going to be broadcast Friday, right?
Anarcho Vegas is two weeks away.
Yeah, I don't know why I was thinking it was this weekend.
No,
wow.
It was going to be July 18th and July 19th. Now it's off for 2020. So back to the story here. This is Aaron Nakamoto writing on their blog, I guess, or some sort of a post on the Anarcho Vegas Facebook page. She says, despite being having been hit repeatedly with tyrannical order after order, we can honestly say we've done everything in our power to ensure that Anarcho Vegas would carry on as planned. Up until now, we were able to devise solutions to circumvent and keep this event up and running, even up to the last minute when the governor announced the mandatory mask order a few days ago. So, I thought it was Vegas masks only, but it's the whole state of Nevada, mandatory masks. We were looking at switching to a more private venue that would work for us and wouldn't force our attendees into a ridiculous and untenable situation, which is what she had told us, that they had found that venue. In fact, she says Yakov, who's one of their partners, had just left a meeting with that venue, and we had decided to make the switch when we heard about the new government order described below. The governor has extended the current lockdown order as well as the public masking order, and has now ordered that no more than 49 people may gather at any public event through the entirety...
Why 49? Why not
completely
52?
Arbitrary.
Why not 37?
Some bureaucrat pulled it out of his butt, and they said that's going to be the rules. So, let's see. No more than 49 may gather at any public event throughout the entirety of July. Between only our speakers, presenters, sponsors, volunteers, and staff, we already far exceeded that limit. And we wouldn't be allowed a single attendee.
So just the organization itself exceeds the limited number that the government has arbitrarily imposed. That is dumb.
With this news, we simply have no choice but to cancel this year's event and postpone to 2021. Even if we were to disobey by using another business's event space, we risk them losing their state extortion license and being fined possibly tens of thousands of dollars.
They could do... There was a band in the 90s called Caius, and a couple of those guys went on to form Queens of the Stone Age, mm-hmm. for those of you familiar with rock and roll. Caius got their reputation by grabbing a generator and all their friends and maybe pop-up tents like the one we're sitting under, and just going out to areas in the desert randomly and putting on their event, their concerts. And I'm just wondering, like, if they've considered that type of a move.
Just to throw up a tent?
Just throw up it, grab a couple generators, throw up some tents, some random place out.
Not in Vegas.
You know, it's going to be hot as hell.
Well, I mean, you know, lots of things can be done if you put your mind to it. You know, there are solutions to the problem is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be hard to get people to show up to a 108-degree tent to do anything at all, you know? Do you really want to go to that tent?
Well, I mean, does it have air conditioning? Because they have those.
An air-conditioned tent?
Yeah.
Do those work in 108 degrees in Vegas?
The military has them.
Okay, all right.
I mean, they work in, you know, the desert of Iraq. I imagine they work in the desert of Nevada.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't mind going outside for a little while in Vegas and walking around here and there. Like, I'm from Florida, so heat doesn't really bother me that much, but I think there's a lot of people who would just say, yeah, I'm not going to go.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm just saying that...
I want to make things comfortable for people.
It would take a bit more money and a lot of planning to pull something like that off. I'm sad that the event isn't going on.
She says, unless you would like to opt out and receive a refund, your 2020 registrations will be transferred to 2021 with no price change. So if you already had a ticket, you can keep that and then attend next year.
And I really appreciate them doing that, because even though they're getting done wrong,
they're getting screwed.
They're doing the right thing for their attendees. Yeah,
absolutely.
They have to. They're not a multi-billion-dollar corporation that can absorb these losses. You know, they subsist off being good people.
Right. And they are good people. They're freedom lovers, and we like them, and they had a great time here at ForkFest. So she says, if you wish to receive a refund, no questions asked, please reach out to us at anarchovegas@protonmail.com. We'll get you sorted over the course of the next few days. Please be patient as we'll be sorting out our own financial situation as well and trying to get refunds for funds that we have already expended. If you are still planning to come to Las Vegas that week and would like to participate in an event of some kind, please let us know as soon as possible. We may look at doing a house party of some sort, as well as other types of meetups. So, yeah, they're trying to do something.
Okay. That's cool.
Or get-togethers. Just because we can't have a conference doesn't mean we can't get together privately for a good time. As well, Kingsley and Aaron are considering organizing a maskless march on Vegas Strip, along with other ways of holding the governor and city accountable. Let them know if you'd like to be involved in that. We just ask that you let us know as soon as possible so that we can get these things organized. Thank you for all your support and understanding, the Anarcho-Vegas and Crypto-Vegas team.
Is maskless marching a thing now?
It's going to be. It sounds like they're going to make that.
I mean, is it more than just this particular event mentioning it? Are there other folks who are planning maskless marches?
I have not heard of such a thing.
It occurs to me that it is so ridiculous to think that there has to be a march to not cover your face with a piece of cloth.
That's what it is, though. It's civil disobedience. They are saying you have to have a mask on in all of Vegas, basically, or all of Nevada. And so there's only one way to protest that, which is to take, you know, not put a mask on and go out in public with a large group of people.
It is hugely ridiculous.
I mean, thankfully in New Hampshire we never had a mask mandate for individuals. That didn't happen here.
Right.
But ultimately the reopened New Hampshire protests that we went to were maskless for the most part. It was probably 99 or 98% mask free. So we've kind of done that, but it wasn't a disobedience event.
Yeah.
You know, it was just a screw your suggestion, screw your order thing.
Were the BLM protests mask free, or was there a variety?
Mostly masked. The BLM protests were, by the organizers, they were requesting that people wear masks to that. And so most people did wear masks. I was offered a mask at two of the events that I attended, and I declined.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know, they didn't give me a hard time over it or anything like that, so it was fine. So there you go. Yet another event canceled due to government interference. 2020 is the least fun year of my entire life. It is the least, there are less things
I'm having fun.
Fewer things to do than ever. No, that's not to say that I'm not having a good time on my own. I mean, normally I have a good time in my life, but there are less things that you can do. Yeah. You want to go to a concert?
No. Nope.
Well, you can come tomorrow, because that's your concert. You want to go to a festival? You want to go to a convention? Forget about it.
Wait, are we the only concert that's going to happen in New Hampshire?
It seems that
this
way.
This year?
I think so. Probably, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and probably one of the only concerts, period, this summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, let's go online and see if we can find some concerts that are coming up that aren't the drive-in style. That, I'm sorry, that doesn't count.
No,
that is BS. We're going to come back with more here. This is Free Talk Live.
Pork Chop, his coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. Harold, the Border Collie Pit mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat carrier, has fur now where he never had it before.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite will give them a beautiful, lustrous coat. It will make you smile.
You get some Dynavite, how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2020. You can go to ForkFest.party. Learn more about the event. Not too late if you're in New England. Come on up here to Rogers Campground, the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. This weekend we will be here until Sunday, so you still got plenty of time to join us. Also, Free Talk Live brought to you by AnyPay, which will assist you in accepting cryptocurrency payments at your local business, allowing you to take it in real life from customers at your brick-and-mortar store. Or maybe you're a service provider and you go to your customers' homes. You can take it via your cell phone or tablet as you, as you bill them for your services. AnyPay makes it super easy. You can get the AnyPay Cash Register app on either the Google or Apple App Stores, day of ForkFest, which is, of course, tomorrow, the 4th of July. We like to call it Independence Day. However, there's not a whole lot of independence left to be celebrated. It's going to be more of, a mourning this year, more so than it ever has been. I mean, it's not like the United States has been particularly, the individuals here have been particularly independent before COVID, but now it seems like they're even more dependent than they've ever been. In the studio here, it's Ian.
Are you?
We've got a special guest with us. Christopher Gronski is here with us. Hey, Chris.
Hey, good to be here.
It's always good to have you. And, of course, you've actually been here for the last 2 weeks, right? You've been here the whole time.
Yeah. Showed up on the Monday of ForkFest and going to stay through to Monday.
Excellent. So, yeah. Excellent. Now, you guys, you and your wife, who we had on actually previously this time, Lisbeth, she's doing presentations, like sort of self-help, self-improvement, and you're doing
Doing one in an hour, in fact.
Excellent. And you're doing some stuff as well. But, what is your impression so far of this year? I mean, given the whole COVID and, what were you expecting and how did it turn out for you?
I'm jazzed that people have come and I love the... Just the sentiment, how people feel, and you can see some people who are, wearing masks, not much, but...
Barely any.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Yeah, I think there's been a couple that's social distancing, and that's there, too. But I haven't been a participant at all.
In that stuff?
In any of it, We had a group of people, a number of couples that we love, and since my wife and I love to go out to restaurants, we decided that we were going to get together every weekend and either, go to different people's houses, and we would do dinner every weekend. We've done that since this began, and we're not going to stop.
Excellent.
There was a restaurant that was requiring masks. We were just outdoors from the reservation podium to the table about 25 feet away. They wanted us to don a mask, and I said that we're not going to give you cash if I have to put on a mask and walk 25 feet being outdoors. I said, that's obscene. We didn't do it last time we were there, so we stopped giving them money, and we want to support businesses that are going to disobey government.
Absolutely. Are there any, though?
Well, I think there are. They're few and far between. But my opinion is if you obey government, your rights are not being violated. It's only when you disobey government that you find out whether they're going to violate your rights or not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you can play it out. And I believe that, if in one state a Supreme Court justice are going to say that the state doesn't have the power to do what they're doing, then I have to believe that sound thinking is in every state. And until people disobey government, they're never going to find out whether they're free or not. And the other thing I believe is I'm wondering, where's the Second Amendment? If you don't have enough intestinal fortitude to disobey government, do you really believe you'll shoot somebody?
Of course not.
I just don't believe that.
Of course not. Yeah, I never understood why these libertarians who talk tough about, revolution and all their guns and whatever, they keep paying taxes. It's not like they've done anything whatsoever in between. Like they want me to believe they're going to go from completely obedient serf to wild revolutionary, and I don't buy it, not for a moment.
It's not human nature. No, it's not. So we might as well practice this obedience. So my suggestion for Independence Day, since there's really nothing to celebrate, so here's my suggestion: is go find an unconstitutional law that you can disobey on Independence Day, and if you can't find an unconstitutional one, just anyone will do, okay? And then, of course, do it with sparklers.
Yep.
and then have a good Independence Day.
I love it.
Pushing back.
I'm a big fan of civil disobedience, and that is what it's going to take. Mm-hmm. And that's why this movement, this migration, is so important. Not to say that everybody that comes here is into civil disobedience, but
sure.
It is an important concept. It is something that we've definitely done a lot of in our time in Keene as activists there. In fact, we're continuing it, sort of in the same vein of what you've been doing more privately with your wife and your friends, going around and just kind of living life and not
sure.
asking for permission. The very first day the governor's order went into place of so-called stay at home, we threw a party in Central Square in downtown Keene, New Hampshire, and had been doing that for the last 13 weeks, I think 14 now, Captain and one other guy that were still there went down there last weekend. I think tonight, I don't know if anybody's going to be there on Friday night, but we'll see. But regardless.
But they will resume next week.
Yeah, once we get back to Keene, we're going to keep
exactly.
doing these
step
things.
Back up.
But, but that's also a double civil disobedience, because not only are we disobeying the governor's order, we're also drinking alcohol in Central Square. So we're violating the town open container ordinances as mm-hmm. well. And the cops just drive by.
Well, you know, that's a great idea. And I think that since games are changing, I think that all demonstrations should be armed demonstrations.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be great. You know, so if you're doing something for homeschooling, you're doing something for some whimsical thing that you want to demonstrate against government mm-hmm. for, I think they should all be armed just so they know.
Just a reminder. Listen,
yeah, as a reminder saying, like, you know, and by the way, rights are secured by force, ultimately.
Ultimately.
Yeah, so,
it's true.
You know.
So, Chris Gronsky, what do you do over at DestinationFreedom.org?
Well, I'm a freedom consultant, and my service to humanity is to help people to secure their rights, and especially dealing with their governments. I specialize in federal jurisdiction, so most of our clients are not filing income taxes. And so we do a process with the State Department and do passport for state citizens, and so we recognize that the passport application and process is for federal citizens, and so we make that distinction with our paperwork and then get certified documents from the State Department so that we have evidence for IRS if you're having trouble with IRS in court to establish that you don't have an income tax liability.
Now let's talk about that, because I mean, that's going to perk a lot of listeners up. How do I not have an income tax liability? The government, the corporations, they all tell me I got to pay income tax. What's this state citizen thing, and how's that a factor in this?
Well, it's not so much of the state citizen. One of the things I think is unique to what we do is that we show people who has the tax liability, okay? We have documentation from the State Department that they define a U.S. citizen by the 14th Amendment, and, of course, they were citizens before there was a 14th Amendment. So, and the Constitution recognized that in Article 4, Section 2, talking about the citizens of the state are entitled to all privileges and immunities of citizens in the several states. So there was no federal citizen at that time. There was no American citizen. It was the citizens of each of these states or countries.
So the New Hampshire citizen, for instance.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. And so the federal citizen was, as it says in the 14th Amendment, a citizen subject to the jurisdiction thereof. And one of the unique things in understanding the Constitution and the federal government's limitation of powers is in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17, that says that the power that's been delegated to the federal government is to have exclusive legislative authority in all cases whatsoever in that 10 square miles of District of Columbia, their territories and possessions. So the federal citizen, the citizen they created, they can tax and regulate, and they do. And so we recognize that.
I want to talk more about this idea here in moments. You can stick with us, I presume.
Sure.
Chris Gronsky from DestinationFreedom.org. We're here at ForkFest 2020. This is Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. BTC miners give off a signal of intending to sell. Does this mean a bear cycle? New Zealand police seize $91 million from a Russian exchange operator. Anti-crypto SEC head stepping down, making Bitcoin ETFs more likely. You can make money by referring people to exchange.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
The monetary evolution comes to Las Vegas. Crypto Vegas is a one-day event featuring some of the brightest and most innovative minds in blockchain technology. Juan Galt, Anastasia Sergeyevna, Lynn Ulbricht, Jim Bell, Elise Sam, Float CEO Kingsley Edwards, and more. Tickets start at $20.20, and you can save 10% on VIP tickets using code FTL at CryptoVegasConference.com. July 18th, join Free Talk Live at CryptoVegasConference.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
More than 57,000 new cases of coronavirus have been reported in the United States in the last 24 hours, setting another record for new infections just as the country heads into the 4th of July holiday weekend. Coronavirus cases are rising in 37 states, a dramatic turn that's now leading health officials to warn the outbreak will spiral further out of control if Americans don't try to stay home this weekend. In many places, parades and picnics have now been canceled. Even backyard barbecues are being discouraged in some areas. Beaches in Miami, which are normally crowded with tourists, are shut down, and the county there has ordered a curfew. Nationwide, more than 129,000 people have been killed by the virus, and there are over 2.7 million cases across the country. Traditional celebrations are looking different this year. Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Dallas are among the large cities that have canceled all fireworks, and New York City has been doing smaller displays throughout the week. This is USA Radio News. For a second consecutive month, Joe Biden and the Democratic Party has outraised President Donald Trump and the GOP, with the former vice president's campaign announcing that it took in over $141 million over the last month and $282 million in the second quarter. The announcement came as Trump's 2020 reelection campaign said that along with the Republican National Committee, it raised $131 million for June for a total of $266 million in the second quarter. One of the white officers who stopped Elijah McClain was fired over photos showing colleagues reenacting the chokehold used on the black man before he died last year. After getting a text message with the images replying, ha ha. Police stopped McClain as he walked down the street in a ski mask last August for being suspicious. Aurora officer Jason Rosenblatt tried to use a chokehold on the 23-year-old but couldn't because of his position, so another officer did. McClain's death has become a rallying cry amid a national reckoning over police brutality and racial injustice. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2020. You can visit ForkFest.party for more information about this great little event. And it's been an intimate one, but yet a good one so far. And it's still not over yet. People are showing up today here as we record this on Thursday. There's new people have been showing up every single day. And we're probably going to see a rush, I would guess, tomorrow. And given that people are going to get off work for the week and they're going to come up here, there's already some buzz on the ForkFest Telegram chat where people are asking, hey, you know, are you guys up there or should I come back up? And the answer
of course
is,
we're up here.
Of course you should come back up. Ian and Aria here in our remote studio. Chris Gronsky with us from DestinationFreedom.org. I do want to let you know about Liberty.menu, by the way. That is a great website. If you are a liberty-minded person, if you understand the non-aggression principle, then you belong over at Liberty.menu. That is a place where you can advertise the things that you do. You got a business, maybe. Perhaps you got a show, or you have some sort of a conference, maybe, that you're putting on. You want people to know about it. You can do that over at Liberty.menu, and it's free to put the things that you are into up there so other people can find out what you do over at Liberty.menu as we continue with Chris Gronsky. Now, Chris, you were talking about citizenship. Now, when you go and you look up the definition of citizen, you end up seeing, and it doesn't matter if you look at a legal dictionary or you look at just a regular English dictionary, a citizen is one who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. Do any citizenships actually exist, Chris?
Well, the idea is like, you know, and who thought that one up? You know, the idea is that I'm not a citizen of California. I've chosen to be a citizen of New Hampshire. Citizenship is a choice. If you want to be a citizen of Texas, what do? You move and change your habitation and domicile. I recognize that citizenship is based on habitation and domicile. I at no time owe any allegiance to a government, because the only purpose of a just government is to secure rights. So my...
Which don't exist. I mean, there's no government out there that's securing anybody's rights. They're constantly violating them.
I would agree completely. And I think as long as people, Frederick Douglass says that power can seize nothing without a demand. It never did and it never will. Find out what people will submit to, and you'll have found the exact amount of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. And these will continue until they're resisted with words or blows or with both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress.
So true today as it has ever been.
Yeah, I mean, take a look at what you'll put up with. And you thought TSA was bad.
Right, and that's one of the things I was pointing out is this is way worse. This whole COVID thing is way worse than what happened after 9/11. I mean, there was definitely a crackdown on freedom after 9/11, but it was mostly the airports and fear-mongering surrounding brown people. Now it's fear-mongering surrounding absolutely everyone. And so now everyone's the enemy. Trump even called it the invisible enemy. Right, so now we've got another invisible enemy, just like the war on terror was against an invisible enemy. Now it's some sort of health malady that we're supposed to completely change our lives to be afraid of.
Yeah, and they seem to think that they can, you know, do something that can actually curb the natural process that is a virus.
Do they think they can curb that, or is this just an excuse to curb freedom?
Well, the people who support it seem to think that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was thinking that, you know, the, MMA.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get these different scientific experts in those rings to duke it out. And, you know, because I'm going to go with whoever's going to prevail, because there's a certain level of BS and unscientific data that's out there. And you get to pick your choices. I had a meme up there. Are you going to trust the government, experts, or do you want to trust the freedom experts? I mean, because there's experts on both sides. Which are you going to be up for? You know, you're going to give up your liberty and your freedom for safety. That is always what government's inviting you to do, and yet they can't do a thing with respect to your safety.
So, coming back to what you were saying before, who is it that actually owes income tax by the federal rules, according to what you were saying?
State Department defines U.S. citizen by the 14th Amendment. Those U.S. federal citizens of the District of Columbia and resident aliens. That would be every foreigner who comes here who believes they're coming into the United States. The federal government defines that by the District of Columbia. So no one is checking those terms. They're just agreeing with them in paper, and that's how they create their own income tax liability. Those are the two entities. They're both tied to the District of Columbia.
You're saying people are opting in without really realizing it to the income tax?
Absolutely. If they just look up the terms in the tax code, it's very simple. This is what we do with the state citizenship class.
I don't know that anything in the tax code is very simple.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the definitions of terms are pretty simple. It's simple enough for children to understand. You get the terms correct, you're like, okay, I get where you're coming from. It is so precise, it's astonishing. But it's been a joy because, listen, there are people all over the world, Americans in different countries at consulates around the world that have done these processes, and they have eliminated their income tax liability. We're not disagreeing with IRS. I mean, and in the class, it's constitutional. We've delegated that the federal government has exclusive legislative authority in their jurisdiction, and they don't have to abide by the Constitution, and this income tax is that. And so it's not, once you realize that that's in the District of Columbia, then you say, like, well, I don't choose to be in the District of Columbia. I'm in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how it plays out. And here's
you're basically saying, let me see if I'm following you here. You're saying, since you are a New Hampshire citizen, not a federal citizen, you don't owe the income tax.
I don't have an income tax liability.
Is that to sum it up?
That's
basically
correct. That's absolutely correct. And the interesting thing is that states that have an income tax, all of them, if you look at their statute and code, they begin in the federal income tax. If you have a federal income tax liability,
then
you'll have a state income tax liability.
Really?
Yes.
So absolutely. If you're a state citizen, you don't even have a state income tax liability?
That would be correct, yeah. Because they're all based on the federal.
Huh.
So it's interesting. States tax these federal citizens as well as the federal government. It's not good to be a federal citizen.
No doubt. So how do you get out of being a federal citizen, since most people have sort of accidentally chosen to do that?
Every time, I mean, haven't you taken and wonder, how come whenever I'm doing something with any government, they're always asking me, are you a U.S. citizen?
Check this box.
Check out the definition of those terms, either with the state government or whoever it is, and determine. Because I am a United States citizen, and I'm not a United States citizen.
Now, that's getting pretty deep here, Chris. What do you mean by that?
Well, it depends on the definition of the term United States. I mean, if the definition of the term United States is the District of Columbia, then I'm not that United States citizen. But I'm a citizen of New Hampshire, I'm a United States citizen.
And that's because there are different definitions of U.S. Mm-hmm. citizen, right? Now, I know this because I've actually taken one of your classes at destinationfreedom.org. It depends on which definition you're looking at and which bureaucracy is using which definition. And so what are there are three, right?
Well, there's three definitions of the term United States.
In the
1945 Hooven case, Hooven-Allison versus Evatt, the Supreme Court defines them as three separate and different meanings. The definition two is the federal government. Definition three is what most people think, which is the states united under the Constitution. And it's just great to just see the simplicity of it. And so, like, okay, well, then I'll just make that clear. We did this conversation with the courts when I was called to jury duty. We did it when I moved to Hill and we registered to vote in that capacity, as well as the DMV. They asked the same question. We asked for the specifics. Then we know how to answer the question. It's not difficult.
So you're saying when you register to vote in the town that you live in New Hampshire, they present you with this question of, are you a U.S. citizen? And you question them back. Is that
right?
What
we
you
asked the Secretary of State's office. It was Dave Scanlon was the deputy mm-hmm. secretary at the time. And he said they didn't have a definition. You could define it as long as it wasn't what he said, a foreign country. We had that from his email from mm-hmm. our town clerk.
So we defined
the term. We defined it as definition three of the Hooven case. We put that case in there and those definitions. We recognize that some states define it by the 14th Amendment. We make it clear, not a 14th Amendment.
Now, how did you make that clear to these bureaucrats? Did you give them some sort of a notice? Mm-hmm. I mean, what did you do to...
We have an explanatory statement that goes along with the application.
Mm-hmm.
We do that with driver's license applications, with jury questionnaires. I had to disqualify myself from jury duty because the court told us in writing that they define United States citizen by the 14th Amendment. And I'm not a 14th Amendment citizen. So
hold on, let's stop here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I went to the city of Keene, or their clerk's office, to sort of re-register to vote, going with this sort of state citizen concept. And they would not accept any kind of extra documentation from me. So what I ended up doing was just reading it aloud in front of them so they could have... I read it aloud and I basically sent them, in a physical mail or some sort of an email, just so I had it on the record in some way, but they refused.
Then I would have just gone to the Secretary of State's office because they're the ones that have the authority about voting in New Hampshire. So this is a state issue, not a town.
Hold that thought, Chris. We're going to continue. You can stick with us for one more segment, right?
Sure.
More with Chris Gronsky from DestinationFreedom.org. What is citizenship anyway? More coming up.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We're at Forkfest 2020 in an area here in our remote studio at the top of the hill of the beautiful Rogers Campground in the White Mountains of New Hampshire, surrounded by just spectacular views. It's a wonderful place to come up and spend some time, even if you aren't here at a Freedom Festival. But, of course, coming up and being here with other liberty-minded folks makes it even better. And this has been a nice Forkfest thus far. It's not over yet. You can still join us tomorrow for the final full day. Independence Day celebration is going to be happening here, including some rock music from Aria and Captain Kickass and Michael Gordon, their new band FUD, and also there will be a fireworks show put on by the campground itself, so I'm looking forward to seeing that. I've never been here on Independence Day before.
Nor have I.
So it's a first for me. Christopher Gronsky is here in the studio with us. DestinationFreedom.org is your website. You know, you and I, Chris, we've had interactions a myriad of times over the years at these events. Aria, this may be your first time interacting and questioning. So do you have any questions about what he's saying here? I suspect you might.
I do, but I can, you know, get the questions better answered on Independence Day at 2 o'clock.
When he's going to be doing a presentation here at the park. All right, well, I figured you might want to throw out a question for the audience.
I mean,
but.
Yeah, sure. I mean, there is a lot of this legalese stuff, right? Like, what is the definition of a U.S. citizen and all of that? Does it actually work in court? And eventually, I think the definitions don't matter because they're thugs with guns and they're going to enforce whatever definition they want. If they say you're a U.S. citizen, they have the guns to back that up. So what is the limit of being able to claim that you are not a U.S. citizen?
Well, no, he's saying he is and he's not.
Well, a U.S. citizen. Okay, here we go. U.S. citizen in the way that the common man understands it.
It all depends on the definition of
is.
No, the thing about it, definitions is not a limitation for you or me, or you're not subject to any government's definitions and terms and such.
Well, we're you subject that they say we are, which is my point, because they're the ones with the guns.
Well, most of the time, you're signing these documents as true and correct under penalty of perjury, and they're not doing that by gunfire. We're filling forms out. We're just ignorantly filling forms out.
Sure,
and most of the time, IRS is using our own words, like they did in the Browns trial. They had their passport application, their own testimony under penalty of perjury. So that's
sure.
the value.
But if the IRS says that you owe them money, and you say, no, I'm not a federal citizen, I don't owe you money, they will then bring the guns.
No, that's not the way they work.
That is literally the way they work.
No, that's not the way. The IRS told me that they don't take your money. They get third parties to give them your money. That would be the bank or the sheriff or your employer or the guy you're working for. They're the ones that violate you, which is like they're the order followers. They're the people who are just doing it ignorantly or out of fear. So the idea of the terms is it's their limitations. They're telling you what these terms are so that you can know. And that's their limitation. So we're agreeing with them if you look at those terms. And of course, all freedom is secured by force. Of course. And if they're not going to be limited by their own statutes, codes, our revolution is required. Which brings me to exactly the sentiment in the Declaration of Independence. When there was a long redress of grievances that they had, and they ultimately said, we are separating ourselves, you know, like it opens in the very beginning of the Declaration of Independence, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them to another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. And then they say, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should disclose the causes of the separation. Mm-hmm. And what did the king do when he heard the read that? He's like, what? And he's like, and we'll see you in the village green with our muskets. Because we're not asking if we can separate. We have a right to disassociate with anyone you want.
It's even in the New Hampshire Constitution as
yes.
well. The New Hampshire Article 10, the right to revolution.
Right to revolution. And see that. And so there's no right to association when government says you have to be with us. See, we get restraining orders for people like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So the idea is everyone has a right to disassociate. And look, and then the Declaration also it gives a provision of how to separate yourself from those tyrannical governments. And that's what I want to share on Saturday is some of those provisions that are in these documents, because that Declaration of Independence wasn't an American ideal. This is a human thing. It says when in the course of human events. So everyone, everywhere, if they're dealing with an unjust, tyrannical government, they have a right to disassociate from those people.
Yes,
and
but
that's
coming
really
back to my point, that depends. I mean, the government's not going to recognize that right. I mean, the U.S.
To their own peril.
The U.S. federal government has been, they fought a war over it. They killed a lot of people.
I would agree. I agree.
You've got
some
success stories, right? Like under your belt. I mean, you've helped some people in certain circumstances avoid these gangsters. Is
sure.
that right?
No, yes. I mean, we've had people that deal with IRS. IRS plays its course all the way out. And if you don't have your assets in third party hands, then it's not likely the IRS is going to ask you for your documents. We give them the information. What the IRS, I believe, since I've been doing this for over 20 years, they have never seen the documentation that we've established. I've read IRS prosecution, and they'll say, we recognize that you believe that you're not a U.S. citizen or that you're, you know, a state citizen. They say, we recognize that you believe that, but you provided no evidence. We have that evidence that people would use in court. And to be honest, we've not been in court, but but all of the clients have massive amount of documentation to prepare for court. Now, interestingly enough, is when the IRS is being adversarial, we at that point begin to enter jury instructions in our paperwork so that we can also, inform a jury of their power to, judge the case and the law, or jury nullification. So we put that in our documents as well.
And
so we're pretty confident.
And these documents you're talking about, you're filing them with the State Department, correct? In a, like a passport application?
With the passport program. We do that with the United States State Department. When we're writing to the IRS, we are just saying the very same things we say with the State Department. Not a U.S. federal citizen. We put IRS code and the things that talk about U.S. citizenship and how they define those things, we have that in our communication. We're saying what the IRS says. We're not saying it's unconstitutional. We're not saying we don't owe money. We're not saying any of that. We stay on that jurisdictional line that we recognize from Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17, their exclusive legislative authority. And so we're very confident, but we've not had to be in court with them. Courts aren't very friendly, but we're well prepared. And we have had someone, a friend of mine and client, where they were compelled into court, and the IRS prosecutor could not overcome the very beginning of our challenge of jurisdiction. He asked the judge, what can we do here? Because we haven't been able to overcome this jurisdiction aspect. And the judge recommended pulling away from the case, and then they sealed the case. And so that was the end of it. Right, because they don't want this in the record. And so we figure that's where it'll always go.
So you figure that your clients are being left alone because they've got their paperwork in order, and these guys are like, we don't want to mess with this.
Correct. We are not in opposition to IRS. Mm-hmm. We are congruent with IRS, just like our passport process is also congruent with the State Department. We have their evidence. We just say what they say.
And the fact is, when your clients have filed for the passport, they're including this documentation that's making the statements you're talking about being a state citizen,
correct,
right? It's sort of these positive statements of, here's what I am. You're filing this with the passport, and that gets kept on file. And they issue the passport. It's not like they're rejecting this stuff, right?
No, they issue passport, and then we get certified documents signed, wedding signature signed by the Secretary of the United States, and we get those certified because we are able to use those in court. We've done this in every state of the union, and we've done it at consulates around the world. So, we're just doing what they say.
It's working out.
Yeah,
it's been an
interesting process, and you do a really interesting presentation. I've seen it, and I'm sure you've got more that you do as well. You're going to be doing one tomorrow here at, when I say tomorrow, I mean Saturday, right?
Of course, Saturday, yeah, Independence Day.
Because we are recording this episode here on Free Talk Live. Check out Chris over at DestinationFreedom.org. What's somebody going to find when they go there?
They're going to find I need to work on my website. But there'll be links of, there's some audio files, there's some videos, there's information about classes, and of course there's information on the services that we offer. We do usually, when we have a current date on there, we'll do a Tuesday night open call that we'll do on GoToMeeting, and people can ask questions and things like that. We have good contact information so people can reach out to us, and we're glad we work personally with people, and that's one of the fortes we have, is that we care about everybody and securing their liberty and freedom.
And you guys still take Bitcoin for payment?
Yeah, I take Bitcoin, Monero, Litecoin, those three. Love and it. Cash.
How about gold?
Gold and like silver? Gold. Yeah, we'll take it.
Cool.
We haven't taken drugs yet. I guess that's there.
Wait, you're at ForkFest on day number whatever? You haven't taken drugs?
Not for services yet. So I don't know. I don't think of any drugs. I'll have to think of some drugs. I don't know what drugs.
Don't say that on the air.
No, I don't. No, anyway. But no, I'm, you know.
He obviously means like aspirin.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Clear. Oh, legal ones. Of
hey, Chris Gronsky, thanks for sitting in with us as always. He's from DestinationFreedom.org. We got a whole full show to go from the beautiful Rogers Campground at ForkFest 2020. We're going to do our Saturday show coming up, so stay tuned for that tomorrow. This has been Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had got involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.